You are listening to a sermon by Dr. Saeed Nasir Zaidi, recorded on Sunday, April 3, 2016, at the Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Thank you very much for inviting me here again. And then this is my honor and then my privilege. Veronica, Andre, and Kevin, thank you very much for coordination and facilitating me to introduce Mary from Puranic perspective. So it may be your new experience to know what Quran is saying about Mary. And but before starting my presentation today, so I would like to just express my feeling that your spiritual songs were really very inspiring for me, and I really enjoyed a lot. And this is not just praising, but in real sense, I felt very, it was very spiritual happiness for me. And especially, I'm not regularly attending your meetings here, so my experience may be more important for you because you are always attending this. So anyway, so it was really very inspiring for me. Thank you very much. So we are going to talk today portrayal of Mary in the Quran. If you please, So in red color, you see that it is, whenever we have this maroon or red color, so it is from the Quran. This is Quranic verse. So this is not from my side. This is Quran what's saying. Then we will a little bit explain the meanings of these verses. So first, we are going to start from the beginning. That Quran says, remember when Imran's wife prayed to her Lord, saying, I have vowed that what is in my womb will be devoted exclusively for you. So accept it from me. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. So this is the first verse from the beginning, from the logical sequence, if we want to talk about Mary. So you see in this Quranic verse, so if in the next, there are some important points that I'm going to mention here. So Mary's mother devotes her child exclusively for the worship of God. This aspect is important because if you see the history, the name of the mother of Mary was Hannah, and according to the Quran, she was wife of Imran. So maybe it is different from biblical point of view, but anyway, the more important is contents. So if you go to the historical background, you will see that the mother of Mary was incapable to produce offspring. So at the certain level, or when she reached to the old age, then she was given this new this good news. That and then she conceived and she became pregnant, and then this was her first child, and she is devoting and dedicating this child in the service of God. We can already psychologically, we can understand that if we are in this situation, then it is very difficult for us to give child only for worshiping aspect, for worshiping of God, and not, and then we have, unfortunately, when we translate from Arabic, so it is not representing exact meaning, but we have word muharrir. When she is saying that I'm dedicating this child for the service of God, then the word is muharrir. Muharrir in Arabic, in English, means that I'm freeing this child. Then there is no responsibility of this child to take care of me. No need for this. So it is really, in itself, if we think, it's very strange that she is dedicating this child only and only in the service of God. So anyway, so Mary's mother devotes her child exclusively for the worship of God. This aspect is, in my view, important. She was expecting to deliver male child. So again, there is a historical aspects. There are some historical aspects that we know that she came to know from her husband, or maybe she came to know from, she was inspired by God or whatever it is. But she came to know that she is going to give birth to the child who would be almost like Jesus Christ, because this child will be able to cure blinds or sick people, or will be able to give the life to dead people like these. So she was already prepared spiritually and mentally and intellectually that this child is going to be given to. So when she gave birth to Mary, and then she said she was expecting to deliver male child, and then when she devoted that, I'm going to devote this child. So this is because she was expecting this will be the male, because it was against the tradition of that time that any female child or female is going to serve God in Jerusalem or Jewish temple at that time. So we say Baitul Maqdis. So this is why when she saw that it was girl, then she was surprised to see that I'm expecting a male child. And then she showed her firm belief in God. So acceptance from God is also important. The third point is, again, if we return back to the original verse, we see that she is saying, I have vowed that what is in my womb will be devoted exclusively for you. So accept it from me. What does it mean that she, mother of Mary, is saying, oh Allah, accept this child from me, regardless to this issue whether this child was female or male. But she is praying that, oh Allah, accept, oh God, accept this child. So we, from spiritual and moral point of view, so we are already spiritually and from religious point of view, so we are worshipping our God, and we have religious ceremonies and rituals. But these two things are different. We do our best for the sake of God, and always we have good intention, and we have divine purpose. But whether God is accepting this from us or not, it is, we really don't know. How much we are pure, how much we are devoted, it is very difficult to say. So this is why Mother of Mary saying that, oh God, accept this child. So acceptance is another aspect that we really need to pay attention to this. So when the fourth point, she showed her firm belief in God. If you see the Arabic word wordings in the Quran, we really see that how much she was, her faith was strong, and she has firm belief in God. Because I want to say, because I have experienced, and I'm for the last 20-30 years, so I'm in this field, so I know that this is a problem, that we believe in God, but it is really very difficult to feel the presence of God in our life. It is very difficult to accept God by heart. It is easy that because we've grown up in Christian or Islamic culture, so then we say that, okay, we believe in God. But in practical life, that we think that God is seeing us and we are in the presence of God, it is really very difficult for everyone. So we need to work hard for this. We see the mother of Mary she was talking with God. She was saying that, oh God, accept this child. And then you see please next. So in next Quranic verse we see, so when she delivered her, she said, oh my Lord, I have delivered a female child. And God knew better what she had delivered, and the male was not like the female. So the red color, if you see, male was not like the female. It is very interesting aspect that we have in the Quran. Because there is a debate among Muslim scholars whether these are the wordings of Mother of Mary or wording of God. But if we take only one interpretation, so according to this one, God is saying to Mary's mother that male was not like the female. You know, if, for example, her mother wanted to say, she should have said that girls should not be like male, because I'm looking for male child, because for your service, because female cannot do this. So naturally, she should say this, that girls should not be like male, I want male. But God is saying that the male was not like the female. You wanted male, but you don't know. The female child I'm going to giving you, then this is more worthful and more valuable and more important, but you don't understand this. So this aspect that we have in the Quran. So please, next. So important points, God says male was not like the female. And the second, if Mary's mother had to say this, she would have said female cannot be like male. And the third point is, God conveyed the message to her that you don't understand that the male you were expecting cannot be like this female child. Because if you just imagine that if she was giving birth to Jesus Christ, so there was less value. But when God is giving, fulfilling his desire, her desire through her daughter, this is more important, because the spiritual status of Mary was so high, and Jesus Christ was the son of Mary. So it was also possible that Jesus Christ was son of the of Hannah, for example. But it was not happened, because Allah is saying, God is saying, that you don't know but what I know. So this is why in next slide, I have just mentioned another Quranic verse, that this is a beautiful for everyone, not related to any Muslim or Islam. Quran says, you may not like something which in fact is for your good, and something that you may love in fact may be evil. So God knows, but you do not know. Several times it is happening to us. We think that it is good for us, but after some years, some months, we come to know that it was not good for us. And sometimes we think that it is bad for us, but it is in fact it is good for us. So Quran is saying that you should not always think that, but you are imagining and thinking that this is good for you. This is actually also this is good for you. This is not happening. So the same thing is we see happened with the Mary's mother, that she was thinking that it should have child. But if male child is not there, female is there. So it is good for her, but she doesn't know. So this is moral and moral aspect already. So we need to understand this one. Next one is, and then we see in the Quran, I have named her Maryam, and I place her and her progeny under your shelter against Satan, the rejected. So after that, we see that when Mary born, so she went to the temple and talked to the management, because they were not expecting. It was not tradition of that time. But anyway, so they were happy and they accepted. At that time, she named her Maryam. It is very interesting aspect that she named her Maryam. We say in from the biblical point of view, it is Mary. So I don't know how much of you were aware of this. If I'm wrong, please correct me. That the root of Mary is also Miriam. So it is in Hebrew, it is Miriam. But in English, we have Mary. But I don't know what is in Greek. So the original text should be in Greek. So I don't know about this. But we have two Mary then, Miriam. One is sister of Aaron and Moses, and one is mother of Jesus Christ. So it is very easy for you not to confuse it, because you are saying Mary, not Maryam. So anyway, the meaning of Maryam or Mary is very interesting. So meaning is the one who is worshipping God. So this is the one meaning of Maryam. So you see, it was very important for the mother of Mary that she, when she's naming, so name should be according to what she is going to do in future. For example, I would say my name is Nasir. So the meaning of my name is that to help someone. So maybe I am Nasir, but I am not helpful for others. Some people are, we have a name, is Rahman. The meaning of Rahman in Arabic is merciful. But he is the most unmerciful merciless person in Islam. So this is also an important aspect that our name should match what we are doing in our practical life. So this aspect is, I think, that it should be important. And then, yes, please, next one. So she named her Maryam, which means a worshipping lady. So this kind of naming had been a sign of ultimate love and affection of that pure mother for dedicating her dear child alongside the path of the servitude of Allah. That is why after performing this auspicious naming, she asked the Lord to protect this child and progeny that would come into being from her thereafter, from the temptations of Satan, and to keep them in his merciful shelter. So this is also a very beautiful aspect, that she is what she is praying. We can imagine now, if we want to pray for this kind of child, that we are getting this child, that we say that, oh God, give him or her good health, or whatever we can say. But it is very difficult to say that, oh Allah, protect him from Satan. So this was the prayer, not only child, but the offspring of this child also. So Mother of Mary is not only praying for her daughter, but also praying for the offspring and children of Mary also. So, again, we see, so her Lord accepted her, a good acceptance, and made her grow a good growth. So the Lord made her growth and development good. He trained her well, and in all circumstances in her life, improved her affairs nicely. If you see, when she is praying, she is saying, oh God, accept her. And now the answer of God, he is saying, I have accepted it. The word we have in Arabic, so we are just translating it in English, the acceptance. This is not acceptance. This is too much emphasis on acceptance. God says, not only I have accepted this child, but also I have accepted in a best possible way. In a good way I have accepted. And I take the responsibility for this daughter and child to nurture and nourish her. So this is very important to us, because God is always merciful for all of us, and he is very kind for all of us. But we have in Islamic theology, that maybe in Christian theology also, there is a special kind of mercy and kindness of God. This is not for everyone. This is for those who are submissive to God. If you are submissive to God, if you are submissive to your religion, then there will be special mercy and kind of God. But otherwise, general mercy is for everyone. So here we see in the Quran, God is saying that I will not only I'm going to accept this one, but I will nurture her. The wording we have in Arabic is just like if I say, as we grow our plants and flowers, and we as we nurture, so God says, I nurture this child like you nurture your plants and flowers. So this is why, so next one. So we see, and made Zechariah, I think you said Zechariah, so he's a prophet of God, her guardian. Whenever Zechariah visited her at the place of worship, he found food with her. Her should be her. He said, Maryam, where did you have this from? She said, it is from God. Surely he gives whom he wills without measure. You see, now this is the first place when we see that God is, how God is nurturing this child. The prophet of God takes the responsibility and become the guardian of this Maryam. And we know, we have the same, that the wife of Zechariah was Elizabeth. And they were sisters, Maryam's mother and Zechariah's wife, they were sisters. So this is why he became the guardian of Mary. And he was prophet of God. And Mary was not prophet at all. But you see that when she started to worship in this temple, then it was very influential and inspiring for the prophet of God. Because when he would go and see that there is a food And then he didn't know that where this came from. Then when he asked, she said that this is from God. So God sent for her. So after that, the next slide. So then Zechariah prays. What he says, prayed to his Lord. Oh my Lord, grant me from your own power a goodly progeny. Indeed, you are the one who listens to the prayers. So he was his wife was also incapable of producing any offspring. So he was at the very old age. Then he is praying for the child. Why he is praying? After seeing Mary, the way she was worshipping, it was very inspiring for him. And then he is praying to God that, oh God, please give me child. And this child should be like Mary, who is worshipping in such a way. So, yeah. So, another verse we have, God says in the Quran, that God has chosen you, number one, purified you, and then addressing Mary. So God has chosen you, purified you, and given you distinction over all women. So Mary, now pray devotedly to your Lord, prostrate yourself before him, and bow down before him. So this is what we have in the Quran. And then, please, yeah. If you see, I will explain for you the word chosen. She was chosen. When we translate it in English, it is very difficult to translate. The word, if you see in the bracket, it is istafa. The meaning of istafa is, apparently we can say that chosen. But the meaning of istafa means the one who is purified, the purified one. So God is saying that I am purifying you. The meaning of istafa means that if you are separating some impurities from purities, because we don't have any pure thing in this world. But if we are separating any impurities, then we can say that, okay, now this is pure. For example, when you see the process in gold, making gold. So we are separating the impurities. So the meaning of istafa is that when God says, I have chosen you to marry, I have chosen you, it means that I have purified you. I have separated all the impurities from you. Even the physical shortcomings which are required to worship 7 days in a week, then there are no shortcomings in you because I have totally purified you and you are infallible now. The meaning of infallible means that you are not going to commit any sin at all. Not because now you don't have any other option, or you understand the real face of sin and moral sicknesses. If you are not committing any sin, this is not because you cannot do this. You are capable. But I gave you insight, and because of your intellectual level and spiritual level, you understand that this is morally bad for you and you should not do this. So this is why we had very good wordings. So we were just talking that about arrogance, about proud, about greediness. We should not have these moral problems. So similarly, why we do this? Why we have moral issues? Because we don't understand the destructive aspect. We don't know that how much this is dangerous. But Mary knew, according to the Quran, the dangerousness of these sins. So this is why she was totally purified by God. And you see, Mary was given distinction over all women. This is so nice and so important that according to the Quran, in the view of the Quran, that Mary is, if you compare, in very simple language, I will say, if you compare to the all women of the world, you will say that she is better than everyone, according to the Quran. If you want to compare Mary with any lady, any woman in the universe, in the world, Quran says that she is the best one. She is better than everyone. So very clear wording you can say here. See here. So, yeah, next. So Mary was ordered to be grateful to God for his blessing. So now God is saying to Mary that when you have got such a high position, a spiritual position, now it is a place that you may become arrogant. Now you should be really grateful to me. And this is a great moral lesson for all of us. that whenever we have blessings, so it means that we should be grateful to our God. Because this is always happening in our society, that people are enjoying the blessings of God, but when they are not grateful to their God, so they become arrogant and they are becoming aggressor and transgressor. So we are enjoying the blessing of God, but if we don't have divine insight and approach to the things, and we are not able to thankful to God, then there will be moral issues for us. Then again, would be difficult to address this. And blessing should bring humbleness of heart. And all this shows God's special attention to Mary. When Jesus was in cradle, he became the testifier of the chastity of Mary. This is another aspect that I didn't mention in the Quran. We have the last point. Then when Jesus Christ was born, then at that time, because she doesn't have any father, doesn't have any physical relation, so people were accusing her. People were blaming her that we didn't find anything in your mother, in your father, all were good. So why you did this? So can you imagine that in the Quran, it is very interesting from psychological perspective, that if you are being blamed and you are being accused and you are in the such a situation when these kind of ignorant people are there who are accusing you, how much it is difficult to defend yourself. It is almost impossible for you. What you can say? You can say that, no, I am pure, I am good, I am not involved in any other activities. No, but God inspired her and said that you should keep silent. And then whenever they are coming to you, just point out to your children. And then in the cradle, we have Quranic verse that Jesus Christ then started to speak and said that I am the prophet of God. And then said that I am given the book. And then he said that I am the servant of God. And then I am the blessed one wherever I am going. So he is saying that at that time. So this was very miraculous aspect. But the important point is that in the end I just want to explain that, for example, we have different prophets of God. Jesus Christ, Moses, Prophet Muhammad. So whenever they were claiming that we are prophet, so people are asking, what is the proof you have? So can you give us proof that you are representative of God? So they had to show miracle at that time. So when prophets are showing miracle or presenting miracle, it means that they are defending themselves. They are introducing themselves. And they are saying that this power is not our own power. This is power of God. So can we imagine that this was the miracle that in the cradle, Jesus Christ is speaking. In itself, it was miracle. But very important aspect is that he was not in the position to defend himself, to prove for the people that I am prophet of God. So basically, he was defending his mother, Mary. This is the very important. So we understand that when he is talking in the cradle, it means that this is the miracle of Maryam, and he was defending his mother. And this is why, in the conclusion, yes, I just mentioned this one. The verses of Quran provide enough evidences that Mary had all the prophetic qualities, like she was chosen, she was purified, she was preferred over all women, she impressed the prophet of God, and the most important is that she used to talk with the angels, she was, so we had already seen. So, and the Jesus Christ was also the manifestation of the prophetic qualities of Mary. So just to explain that we have two different aspects from the Islamic theology, from this point of view, that if someone is prophet, then this is just designation. But if someone is prophet, he's prophet because of his qualities, because of his moral and ethical and spiritual position. So these are two different aspects. This is designation. Sometimes you don't have this designation. God is not making you prophet, but you have the qualities of prophet. And Jesus Christ, according to the Quran, was the manifestation of the prophetic qualities of Mary, and was a mirror in which we see the prophetic qualities of Mary is reflected on it. So thank you very much. So these are the different aspects.